another brief hakdama to the perek, and then tomorrow with Hashem will plunge in and start the Siddur of Nesina. Today, to say again, yesterday we looked at an overview in terms of what's the knas, what are the halachas of knas that come up from the Mishnah. Today, let's look at the Isurei Biya, the Isurei Ishus, that the Mishnah organizes for us. The Mishnah says, Eilu Na'aretz Sheish Lin Knas, Havbola Mamzeres Valen Nesina Valakutis, the Havbola, it's one set, then again, Havbola Giyores, Valashvuye Valashivcha, Shenivdu Vishnizgaru Vishnishtachu Kuso Yismivnoi Sholishonim, Vimechot, then again, Abba, Allah Chaysay, Allah Chaysavi, Allah Chaysimai, Allah Chaysishtai, Eish is Achim, Allah is Achiyavi, Allah Nida, Yeshlem Kenas, Afalpi, Shein Bi Kore, Shein Ben, Bises Bezdin. So Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Abola Gieres points out that the Mishnah, the Tanakh Mishnah, divided up these three, the three sets of women. And what's the din? The din is that if Reuven was Ma'ane Sarah, so the Torah says the din is after rape there's a chiyuv of that's number one. After the bezin has awarded tashlum yezek, compensation for the physical damages, so then the bezin also considers chiyuv knas, as we discussed yesterday, and then the bezin is mechayiv the ba'anes, as the Mishnah says, l'shtois v'ad sitzoi. He has to marry this woman. She doesn't want to get married to him. She doesn't have mechuyevus. But he's mechuyev to marry this woman if she is interested in that. So that's the chiyev of the loy siyem le'isha. Tachas esher ina lo yuchal shalchol kol yomov. So our Mishnah says this whole din, or the din of knas, eile narish yishlin knas. So it's habola mamzeres v'al nesini v'al kutis is yishlo knas. Habola giyores v'al ashvui v'al ashivcha shiniftu finisgai v'shtarchu yishlo knas. Habola choyse. So the Mishnah Tosfos says chilkon. Chilkon lishanois chiyuvei labin luchudayu v'giyores v'meshuchreres dikshereis hein luchudayu v'chiyuvei krisus luchudayu. The Tosfos is like a kahati. Tosfos says the Mishnah is divided up into three different categories. The middle category is the easiest one for us to understand. The middle category is that the Torah says that this din of ma'anes is referring to a woman who is a besula. Ki yimtza ish nara besula asher le'orosa usfosa v'shochav imo v'nimtzo. This is referring to a nara besula. That's our sugya chav tesam and aleph. Is it referring to a ketana up to being a nara besula, or only and Nara Basula? It's the discussion of Machlekes Tanoim. Our Gemara discusses Chof Tesam and Aleph. V'chi yifate ish Basula Asheloi Eirosa. Wrong pasuk. Ki yimtze ish Nara Basula Asheloi Eirosa. Because if she was Eirosa, they were talking about an Eishes Ish. So talking about a Chiyiv Misa. There's no Kenaz. There's no listen to Isha. Chiyuv Misa finished. So obviously she's not a Mureses. So the our mission is that what happens if she's not a Beula? If she's not a Basula, if she's not a Beula, it's also a different thing. It's only a Nara Basula. So our mission says, and a Basula includes a woman who may have been violated Pachis Misholi Shonim, and the psulim grows back. So that's the middle din. Ala habo ala giyores, that's muhzekes to have had bia, ala shvuye muhzekes to have had bia, על השבחו שנבדו ושנסגרו ושנשתחררו בחוסס מבני שולש, so they're considered to still be besulis. That's the middle bit. What's the first in? The first in is to point out that even chiyav elavin. And the third in is to point out chiyav ekares. So Tosfos explains, why is the Mishnah being machalik like this? The Mishnah is machalik, the middle category, and they said, because it's machalik, different din. The middle category is a din of is she called the basula? There may have been a ma'aseh biya, but it's a ma'aseh biya shechozu basula. All right, so legabe this din, she's called the basula. Fine, as long as it's a physiological fact, basulim are there, then she is considered to be a basula. Good. What's din aleph and din beis? Tosfos says, in Eloin Aloikin, the beginning of the third parak of Makos, so there the Mishnah is listing who gets Malkus. The Mishnah is not Machalik. The Mishnah doesn't start differentiating between different kinds of Arroyos. It's a hodgepodge over there. And there the Mishnah is not Machalik so clearly between Chiyuve Lav and Chiyuve Korah. So here the Mishnah is Medayik, Habba al Amamzeres, Habba al Achoisei. So Tosfos says, because the Mishnah wants to point out the chidush of the Mishnah, the or of the Mishnah is that afal pish ain't bikaris by nida, ain't behen or by choisev, ain't behen misas beizdin. And all of this is to set up the foil for the next Mishnah, and daf lamid vav, right? Lamid vav. Ve'elu shein len kenas avol agiyores v'alashvui v'alashivcha shediftu. But the yisaris in the shon, so they are beulais. And avol bitoi v'albas bitoi v'albas benoi v'albas ishtoi v'albas benoam. That there is a chiyuv misas beizdin. Kol ha'meschayiv benafshim mishalim momin shenema v'mlo yo'os en onish yonish. So Tosfos says it wants to point out this din. So according to Tosfos, what's the Nekudas on Mishnah? If he had to give a koteres, a heading to this Mishnah, if he had to identify what is the Nekuda of the Mishnah. So what's the Nekuda of the Mishnah? These are the Naris Apsulais, Shishlam's got, right? That's the first Gemara. So this is an exhaustive list of the women who Chayim Kenas for Keret. The Stam Isha in the Parsha is not going to be a Mamzeres and a Sina Akutis or a Chayzav. It's going to be a Stam woman. Fine. That's the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. Hani Naris, Psulais, Sislu Kenas, Sheris Loi, but I'm all a Cheri. Achi Gomar. Elo Naris, Psulais, Shishlam Kenas. These are the Naris Psulis. So what's the Nakuda? So we could say this is the list of the Naris Psulis. Not entirely accurate. There are three parts of the Mishnah. Middle Chiddush is the din of Psulis growing back after within the 3 years, and therefore she's called the Psulis. So that's off. That's a separate Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of part Aleph and part Gimel? So we could say simply, Naris Sheishlen Kenas, Naris Psulis. Says the Tosfos, that's not really the Nakuda. What's the Nakuda? No? Go ahead.
And you wouldn't know, obviously.
Why not?
Because you would assume that you can't marry them, or you'd assume that they're just different than every other case of a basula.
So Tosfos, so that's a good aura. If you wouldn't have Tosfos saying not so. Tosfos says the point of al pi shein be koris ain't been misas beizdin. Another text is saying the Nakuda of this Mishnah is not, it is, don't say, what Sam said is not inaccurate. Because then we'll see, we'll go to the Gemara is going to shape this Mishnah in line with Sam saying. But what Tosfos is pointing out of here, the simple reading, the person's only learning Mishnah, only the Mishnah Makiyas. So how is he going to define the Nakuda of the Mishnah? In context, the next one, go ahead, Joe. Garis, as opposed to what?
As opposed to one or the
other. As opposed to Chiyuv Misas Beis, right? In other words, this Mishnah is identifying when do we say that there is a chiyuv tashlumei knas by a nara psula. Pisula, not pisula, pisula, right? So the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav, will say, by chiyuv misas beizdin, there's no tashlumei knas. That's the rule that we call kom lei midrabba midei. And this Mishnah is saying, in these situations, we don't say kom lei midrabba midei. Why not? Because the very beginning is a lav. There's no bechlal nothing to talk about. In other words, it's a lav. So a person could get malchus. That's what I was going to discuss. The next is then the chiyuv kores. So the upshot, l'chayra, Tosha is saying, l'chayra, the chidush of the Mishnah, the thrust of the Mishnah, as you take the two first Mishnahs together, is to tell us there is a chiyuv knas as long as no chiyuv mises beizdin. All right? Tosha says that's the significance of the last line. Afal pi shein bikoreis, ein ben mises beizdin. So what? Because since there's no mises beizdin, we're not going to apply the rule of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that says one of the rules of Kom Lei Ben Rabba Minei Lo Yeh Osayn. So then Onish Yarnei Ben Yeh Osayn. So then we don't give Knas. If there'll be a Chiyuv Beis is going to get involved in the Chiyuv Misa, they're not going to give Knas. Tosha says that is the reason why Rabbi Nasi organized the mission this way, as opposed to the mission in the Makkas, where it's just wants to list Chiyuv Malchus. Over here, the mission is organized such a way to comply with the Chiddush that the mission wants to accomplish. All right, Gemara goes on to say, Davka Narsh Mishulais. The Gemara goes on to discuss the halachis of Bisula that's Davka. With it's Tana or Davka Nara, and then on Chav Tes on Min Beis, the very top, Gemara says, right, an overview of the sugya Chav Tes on Min Beis, the very top, Tahane Bnei Knosa Ninu, Vamai, Ikre Kan Veloisiya Leisham, Isha Ruyaloi. Gemara says, take a step back. Why taka do we say that these narois psulois are benois knas? They don't fit the pasuk. Right now, where are we going with this? So the sugya in the middle of lamed of chav tes amid bay says that we have that this mishnah is bon laafuke laafuke mehai tana, the middle of the omid. Ulafuke mehai tano de tanya veloi silisha shenatemoni oimer isha sheyesh ba avaya vimshimanasya oimer isha ruuyalakaima. And then the sugya is going to develop that machlokes between shimanatemoni and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya. And then in the middle of Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Lafuke mid Rab Nechunya ben Akonem. And then the sugya will discuss machlokes Rabbi Abaye and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonah. So the Gemara is going to organize our Mishnah in to be one of at least three shitas, maybe one of four or five shitas, but at least one of three shitas. So by the time we finish the sugya says that this din of which noshim sulois have knas will be at least a three machlokes. Rav Nechunya ben Akonah will say that even a chiyuv kores we apply kom lei min rabba minei. Even a chiyuv kores will not have a chiyuv knas, right? Bicholik in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon Ateimoni and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, so they will hold that they hold the din of Isham Veloisiya Isha Isha Ruuya, that that we only apply knas where the ma'anes can end up marrying the anusa. So it's really going to be at least four shitas. Tan of our Mishnah, Reb Shimon Atimani, Reb Shimon Menasya, and Menachem Ben Akana. Our Mishnah is going to be arguing the Menachem Ben Akana on the Komle Ben Rabbi Minei angle, and our Tan will be arguing L'chairam with Rabbi Shimon Atimani, Reb Shimon Menasya on defining Isha Aruya. So Achrei Kichlei Sakol will have again three or four shitas. Right? They'll have Reb Shimon ben Menasya says Reb Shimon Ateimoni who says that the only time we apply the knas is with a woman that Kiddushin are toif sinba. So what would be an example of a woman that our Tana would say we apply the knas, and Reb Shimon had, and Reb Shimon Timon does not apply the knas. Abal achoisei. First is ma'anis achoisei. Right? Rachmanu l'tzlan. First ma'anis achoisei. So our Tana says achoisei chiv koris. That a chiv bishes based on. Memela chiv knas applies. Because our Tana is only looking at Komei B'Rabinei. And our Tana does not hold B'chunim B'Rakona. But Reb Shimon HaTeimoni says it has to be a woman with whom there could be Tfisas Kiddushin. With Kiddushin could be Chal. So Kiddushin and not Chal with a sister. So Reb Shimon HaTeimoni would say there is no Knas L'Gabei a sister. Reb Shimon Ben Menasya says Isha Ru'uya L'Kayima. What's Isha Ru'uya L'Kayima? Was Ruya Lakaima? You could say married. In other words, that he's saying there are women where Kiddushin are Tyson, but you can't stay married. What are they called? Was that? Chaybe Lavin. So our Tana is saying, Chaybe Lavin, Kiddushin are Tyson, Lagabi Mamzeres in the Sina. Ruben marries a Mamzeres, a Hanel's son, he's going to require a get. If he doesn't get a get, if he doesn't receive a get, he doesn't give a get, so then this woman is not only a mamzer, she's also an ishish. So our Gemara points out that Reb Shimon ben Menasya holds that even by chiyav elavin there is an aknas. So it's going to be at least four shittos, correct? Reb Shimon ben Menasya will be the most limiting, that any time there's any Iser in this marriage, there will not be a Chiyuv Knas if he's Ma'aneser. Reb Shimon HaTeimoni says that any time Kiddushin cannot be Tovsin, then there will not be a Chiyuv Knas. Our Tana then says that as long as there's no Chiyuv Mises Bezin, there will be a Knas. And Nechunyi Ben Akone, who will say apparently that legabe chiyuve kores, there won't be kenas. All right. So lechayim, that's the upshot of the mission, upshot of the sugya. Sugya develops by beginning in chov tes amud beis. How did we come to all of these different shitas? So chov tes amud beis, the sugya says, the Torah says, v'nosan or isha shechaving ma la'viya nara chamishim kosef. V'loy siya le'isha tachas asher ino v'yuchal shalcho kol yomav. The Mishnah says v'ane b'niginos aninu. The Gemara says, where is this Tana coming from? Hayitochen that the b'nei kenosam, hayitochen that they get knavs. Why are we discussing b'chlal kol levin ramenei? Why are we discussing sheyila osayn? But you can't fulfill the pasuk. V'loy seal isha, they can't get married. V'amai ikri kan v'loy seal isha ishu uyuloi. So amarish lokish nara 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 chad legufe chad lesi chay ve'lavin chad lesi chay ve'grisus. What's the Gemara explaining now? What are Rish Lakish and Rav Papa explaining? No? Go ahead.
Have Knas and Losi Elisha are two separate dinim.
Okay, but in context of the different shitas? We're saying it's correct.
Why that? Maybe that assumption is true, but he's just saying it's a replay.
Okay. So what Yeri Israel pointing out is that there are really two ways to learn Pshat and the Sugya. Right? And as you can learn, but before this is one step before that. What's the point of Rav Papa and Rish Lakish? Gemara has an assumption. Is that me? Right. Now the Gemara says our Mishnah is not in sync with Rabbi Shimon HaTeimoni and Rabbi Shimon HaNasya. So now our Gemara is explaining the sheet of our Mishnah. The Gemara is opening up with an assumption that every Tana should hold like Rabbi Shimon HaTeimoni and Rabbi Shimon HaNasya. Why? Because it's Pasuk. Because it's Pasuk. Pshat the Parsha V'loi Si Lisha. So our Gemara is assuming V'loi Si that's correct. It's Aleph Beis. Kid Necheda knows that. He knows he learned Chumash. So how can you say L'Nar Rishim L'Knaz? You can't apply the din of V'loi Si Lisha. The din of Rabbi Shimon, what we call Rabbi Shimon Nasi, Rabbi Shimon HaTeimoni. So our Gemara has to explain what's from the Mishnah. The Mishnah's off base. The Mishnah's talking Kamli Rabbinay. Who's talking about Kamli Rabbinay? They can't. The Mishnah's incorrect because it violates Pshat and Pasuk. So our Gemara is saying, no, that was my Taka Machlok. So no. That's the Tana of our Mishnah. So how did the Tana of our Mishnah explain the din in light of Eloi Zilisha? So that's the Machlok is Rav Papa and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that at the end of the sugya, you've seen it already, the Gemara says that there are six seemingly unnecessary lishonos. It says v'nasa neisha shechet ima le'avi ha'na'ara. Again, the pasuk ki yimza ish na'ara besula shleirasa usvasa v'shocha ima v'nimtzo. Good. V'nasa neish ha'shechet ima le'avi ha. Why le'avi ha'na'ara? Entirely extra. Le'avi ha. Chamishim kosef. And Rav Papa darshins the pasuk of Mefuta. Imoin yemoin avil lasita lekasef yishkol kimoyar besulois kimoyar habesulois. So the Gemara says that achrei kechleis hakol, it could be kemayar besula, kemayar besulais, kemayar habesulais. Achrei kechleis hakol, there are three seemingly redundant terms: nara in han nara in oines and habesulais in mafuz. The Gemara says it has to say something. It has to say besula, kemayar besula. Has to say Avi Nara because we need to know the din of the Gemara assumes we have to need Lagufe. Then the Gemara says that we need two new halachas. Halacha that we need to know that it's Chamishim Kesef Lagavi Anusa. We need Xerish Shava. So we need to have Kimoyar Habesula. And we need to have Aviyah Nara because in case the Nara died, we should know that it's only when she's still alive b'shas samana b'din. Good. So now we're still stuck with one extra lima. It could say Avi Nara. Why be Hanara? It could say Kemoyar v'sulay. So Kemoyar habesula. The Gemara says, this teaches me halacha. What's halacha teaching me? the halacha of our Mishnah. What's the halacha of our Mishnah? That there is knas lagabe chiyeve lavin and lagabe chiyeve karis. All right? One extra for chiyeve lavin. In other words, so now the question is exactly what's pshat. What is pshat in this, in Rav Papa and Rish Lakish? So that's what Yoni and Yisroel are pointing out. Exactly what's pshat is, what are the two ways of learning pshat? Did the Torah say that there is no such din as v'loisiyah le'isha? Loisiyah is not a defining part of our sugya. Is that what the upshot is? What was that, the possibility? That v'loisiyah le'isha is a defining aspect of the din, but chiyuvei kores and chiyuvei lavin are not are excluded. So that Lechaira is what I was pointing out, a difference between the Tosas Rid and the Tosas Dimach Chan Lasuya. Why is that a difference? Let's hold it for a moment. What I want to do now for a few moments is just to use this as an opportunity to get a little bit of a hekif and akdoma to Nosha. So I want to step back for a moment. Hey, Yoy said the Mishnah that our sugya, again, the pshat of the sugya is simply to identify what are the gedorim of this knas. Is the knas applied to every situation except for when it's removed because of the din of kom lei b'drabim in the morchomidik, and then we have to give? Or is v'loisiyah le'isha a defining aspect of this knas? That the knas is only going to be imposed when, there's different ways to say it, when we are able to impose the wedding also. But if we can't impose the wedding, you don't impose the knas. Again, this is just to make it more palatable. We're not yet ready to explain this yet. But just to give a little bit of understanding of what is at stake in this. What the Gemara is discussing in these four shitas is the knas only, does it only make sense if he's going to have to marry her? A marshal. Again, it's too early in the suya to develop any machshava, but this is a marshal. Is the purpose of the knas, hey, yois, we're going to make her marry, we're going to make him marry her. So we also say, but we're not going to, we don't want him to treat her like a casualty, right? He was acting on his yetzer hara. He acted on his impulse. He was in violation of, they're both in violation of Yisur Yichud. And then he did a terrible thing and he was mazik this woman. So now we don't say, in order to make the, so now we're going to say, so, tishten bat sisoy. So now you mimisakin it. Treat her as a wife. Right? So the knas is to help him treat her as a wife. But if he's not going to end up marrying her, so then there's a whole different parsha. Then we don't say knas, we say you're a mazik, and either the Beis Din will do what they see fit, or the Rosh Hashanah will take care of it. But the knas only makes sense in the context of having to marry her. So you could suggest, again, I'm not saying that this is at all correct. I'm just pointing out where the sugya is going, where the two things are dependent on each other. Is part of, there's one big parsha. It's called Tishta Batzitzai, marry this woman and get knas. But they're not separable parts of the parsha. There's one way, there's a program we have. Right? We have a program, how do you deal with a ma'anis? A 12-step program for ma'anis, right? But if the guy's only signed up for 2 steps, so we say, you're in the wrong parsha, the wrong program. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Is the knas and tishta b'atzitza all part of the way the Torah addresses the ma'anis? Or are they two separable ideas? So that depends on the pshat in the parasha, in the pshat like Yisrael, like Yoni. Alright? But again, what I want to do now is instead of going deeper in the sugya, we're not ready to go deeper yet, is to step back from it and just see this as a hakdama to what is the sugya pointing out to us? On the very shallowest level and on the level with most hekif. The sugya pointed out to us that there are different categories of isurei ishus. It's hakdama to nosha. That we have to be able to organize all these sura issues around. There's at the very lightest chiyuvei asei. So it's a classic example of an isur issues of chiyuvei asei. No, is that mitzri is chiyuvei asei? All right. In other words, pshat in mitzri is that when. That, let's say, chives would be mitzvah, or let's say, be'ula kohen gadol. Right? Or, according to Rambam, being mezana, having bia without kiddushin. So, pashtus it means that the Torah is saying, you did something and you did it the wrong way. The kohen should have been marrying a besula. So when he has bia with a beula, he's not over alav, but he was mevatel the assay he's supposed to have. When the couple Rachmana Litzlan had bia without kiddush, according to Rambam, they're mevatel that bia is supposed to be with kiddush. I have to say someone did like a mitzvah. Once kiddushin with bia with a ger should be in another door, something along those lines. It's a bitul asay, chivei asay. The lav is defined by misusing or corrupting what was supposed to happen. The kohen gadol was supposed to marry a besula. He marries a behula. That's chivei asay. Then you have some lavin. Right, stam lavin is the scene of mamzer kudus. Right, lav, regular lav, malgus chulin. Then you have chiyuvei kores and chiyuvei mises basin. Now chiyuvei kores and the chiyuvei mises basin. How are they? What do we call them? Do? How are they distinct from chiyuvei lavin? Right. They're called Aroyas. In the Parsha of Isuri Biyah, at Akdoma Tanosha, we have, usually being the other way around, the Isurim, the relationships that are Osir, so are one of three categories. Right? Lavin, or Bitla Chiva Say, Lavin, and Aroyas. What identifies arroyos? What makes arroyos different? Our arroyos are either our chiyuvei kores, or sometimes chiyuvei kores plus. And all of the isuri erva are chiyuvei kores, and plus that on there are three groups of chiyuvei kores that have mises based. In what way is an erva different from regular chiyuvei lav? So primarily ein kedushin toivsin. It's bachlal not shayach. If a person gives chuppah v'kiddushin to a koreis, to a sister, to his mother-in-law, it's bachlal nothing. He does not have to give a get. Nothing happened. That's a kiddushin toivsin. She is not an eishes ish. Somebody else can marry this woman. If he tries to marry his sister, nothing happened. Ein kiddushin toivsin. So arroyos, number one, arroyos, an eishes ish. A person gives kiddushin to an eishes ish, she's still only married to the first one. Ein kiddushin toivsin. What else distinguishes arroyos? Chiyuv koreis or chiyuv mises beis din. Next, ein kiddushin toivsin. Next, Nu? Go ahead. Mamzeris. Right? Person is bo on a lav, the child will not be a mamzer. A person is bo al a bitul asay, the child on a mamzer. He's a benzoina. He's not a mamzer. But on erva, he's a mamzer. Next, what else? What else distinguishes the arroyos? So arroyos is also gili arroyos. Gili arroyos, a person has to be willing to be yohar go yavor. The guy wants the force. Person to have a brother and sister have that bia. You have to be willing to be yohar go al yavor, but not pachim elavim. Goy wants to force be on a mitzvah, so we say yar al yari. What else? More complicated. Two halachim. One is alfish. I made a miyachim davar. Davar shebe'er requires two edim for any kind of litigation. And davar shebe'er and legabe yibum. If two brothers marry two sisters, and one of the brothers dies without any children, the other, there is no chiyuv aviv mechalitza on the remaining brother, because it's a sister-in-law, it's an erva. So those are halachas that distinguish erva. Next, what is the yesod of erva? What is the yesod of erva? So, l'chayra, the yesod of erva, this one can prove from the very beginning of Yavamas, and the Gemara says in this, I think three places in Yavamas, is kurva. The yisurei erva are a violation of certain relationships. So eish es ish, it's a violation of the other person's marriage. Achosa, it's a violation of the brother sister relationship. Right? Imo, bita. So now, if you understand that, so then you can understand that the Torah now organizes the chiyuvei, the isurei erva, around different kurvas, different relationships. So, for example, in our Mishnah, it's chiyuvei kores. What is the kurva of our Mishnah? When there's only a chiyuv kores, but no chiyuv misa b'nei shemayim. All of the arroyos mentioned in our Mishnah, they all have, what they have in common? Achoisoi, achois aviv, achois imoi, achois ishtoi, eishes achiv, eishes achi aviv. No? Which kurva is being violated? No? It's there. All the kurva of achva, of siblings. I'm violating the person is bo al achoisai, achois aviv, achois imoi. So the violation of the kurva of achva could be directly his brother or his uncle. It's a violation of the relationship between his father and his father's brother-in-law. So that's the chiyuv kores. Rambam says, beginning of Isuri Bia, when do we impose the Misav Skila? Eilin Arosh Misosan, say, Biskila. Skila Srefa Chenek. What's Skila? Habal Imoi, his mother. Ashes Oviv. Al Ashes Bino, his daughter-in-law. Then a few others. What kurva is being violated? Imo, Ashes Aviv, his mother, his father's wife, or Ashes Bino? What's Sreifa? Sreifa is Bas Bita, Bas Bino, Bas Ishto, Bas Bita, Bas Bino. or aim ishto, or aim ima, or aim avia. So what I'm pointing out is that each, that when the Torah organizes the Isurei Erva, the Torah organizes it around certain kurva, certain relationships. So it's a relation, the violation of motherhood. To live with both a mother and a daughter. His wife and his own daughter. Granddaughter. That's one kind of a kurva. Ima yeshes aviv, yeshes beno. It's a different kind of kurva. But what we're pointing out is, again, just to have the overall picture of the Suri Erva. So this Mishnah, this sugya, gives us an opportunity to organize the Isurei Ishus and our particular sugya by saying that when I have a miyut, so I apply the miyut to chiyuvei lavin, or apply the miyut davke to chiyuvei kares. So our sugya is pointing out that each kind of iser bia has its, each group of iser bia has its own identity al fi halacha. If it wouldn't be that way, then the Torah could not, the Chazal couldn't say, oh, I have a miyut, I'm going to be mite all iser kares. When all iser kares, I'm going to be mite all chiyuvei lavin. How could Chazal say, because I have an extra word, I'll be mamayit chiyuvei kores, unless chiyuvei kores were a significant group on their own? Chazal couldn't say, I'm going to mamayit every single situation a person gets malchus. That's not a unifying feature of this group. Once the Torah says, and Chazal could say, I have a miyut, so now we might chiyuvei kores. That means that the chiyuvei kores of erva are a significant subset. The chiyuvei skila of a chiyuvei misas bezin are a significant subset, a definable subset. So what we're suggesting is that erva bechlau. Erva bechlau is violation of kurva, some kind of relationship. And the Torah identifies the chiyuvei mis around different kinds of relationships. So achva is kores, mothers and grandmothers, but they are chalit, that won't be 100% perfect, just to look a little bit deeper, is chiyuvei skila, and daughters, granddaughters is chiyuvei sreif. But that's what the Torah is pointing out. That's how you see that what the Torah is really concerned about. The Gavi Erva is a violation of kurva. Rabbi Akiva, his sheet is that all chiyuvei lavin are in kiddushin taisin, and they create mamzeris. So Rabbi Akiva will finish up with this. How does Rabbi Akiva differ from all the other Tanaim? What creates mamzeris is going to be Akiva? No? Was that? How does Akiva differ from all the other? What's Akiva's blitz of you? The details of Shimon HaTimoni would argue differently. Rabbi Simoi, Rabbi Yeshiva. There's different tweaking of Akiva different ways. But what's Akiva's Beit Mahalach? How is he different? He holds that any Bia B'Iser creates Mamzeris. According to Rav Tanoim, Erva creates Mamzeris. According to Rav Tanoim, there is a subset of Isurei Bia, a huge subset, of it, the majority of stuff, which are Chiyuvei Kores, and Ein Kiddushin Tosin Ba, and it's the, in that case, Mamzeris. According to Rabbi Akiva, the violation, a bia b'isa creates a mamzer. So according to Rav Tanoim, a mamzer is a result of the violation of some kurva. A kurva that is not shach that kiddushin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a violation of a mamzer. A violation of any isa. A child born b'isa is going to be a mamzer. I'll be right, there'll be a few exceptions. That's why, that's what Rabbi Akiva have to figure out. What will he say about Achiva say? What will he say about Achiva say about Koyin? But that's because B'derech Klal, it's Isur, we do not pass on Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara says. He's Mabim of Zerim Yisrael. But we follow the sheet of Rav Tanon, that it's only Chiyuvei Kurva. So again, so we pointed out today the following. First, we did an overview of the sugya. In order to place this Mishnah in the context of the sugya, so now that we're going to get focused on Nisin and Kutis and certain specific Isurim, you have to have the bigger picture first. The purpose of this Mishnah is to define Chiyuv Knas, right? And to establish the Din. According our Tana's din of how we're going to apply Kenas in the context of Kol Le'Ramine, right? That's the Mishnah. It's as opposed to Mechunim and Akana, and our Mishnah also is La'afuke, the Tanoim held that the Loi Siyah Le'Isha is a definitive part of the Mechayiv of Kenas. Our Tana says no. Exactly how we'll get to. Very pretty lumbus between Shemeshkov and Yenis Elam. We'll discuss it. And then, after we organized our mission, our sheet amongst the other Tanoim, and how it fits in, so then we took a step back for a moment and used it as an opportunity to organize Hakdamah Tanosh, the Yisurei Biyah, which is going to be very important in terms of helping us organize the various Ashidas that will come up. And we divide Yisuri B, as we said, into Chiv Esei, Lavin, and Erva. We discuss the unique aspects of Erva. Rabbi Akiva has a broader approach to Erva. Chivlan are also part of Erva. And then we went a little bit deeper and said that you see from our Sugya Yisoid that the various Oinchen over here, they themselves become defining aspects of those aspects of Yisuri Bia. And then we're going to step deeper and then you can see, once you understand that Yisuri Erva is a violation of Kurva of certain relationships, then you're able to find that the various Chiyuvei Mis, if you look again in Rambam, are centered around various curves. It's, even if it's only mnemonic devices, Kedah. Karveis is Achva. Sreifa is going to be daughters and granddaughters. And Skil is going to be mothers. Derechla. Alright, so even if only mnemonic devices, Kedah, in terms of organizing Allah. It's good. So tomorrow we'll go by the very first Tosfos, discuss the Sinners, a little bit of Dugi together.